Master.
What have we got to talk about?
We've got to talk about something.
What is it?
Is something so important? Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Din din.
What are we actually talking about?
Okay, we are not talking about the Pokemon. We are actually talking about the season one trailer for Doctor Who, upcoming air dates, so much news.
We're on season one of Disney Doctor Who.
Oof. That's not what we're calling it, are we? We're not calling it Disney Doctor Who.
Well, they've set up a new account this week, which is at Disney Doctor Who.
You know what? We were in Barbados recently, which we'll talk about more on the next upcoming episode of Hoo La La. This is just a little bonus episode. We thought we have so many thoughts. We were just going to talk about this in the next episode of Hoo La La, and we thought, would you give you a little treat, this little bonus episode, about our thoughts
treat.
On...
Treat for the ears.
Treat for the ears. About our thoughts on the recent trailer for season one of the Whoniverse, Doctor Who, as well as the air dates and some of the changes coming up. We thought we'd just give you some of our thoughts.
Give you some of our thoughts, because we've got a lot of thoughts. Good thoughts, happy thoughts.
Yeah.
And we wanted to share some of those happy thoughts with you.
Exactly. Some confused thoughts as well, but we'll dive into it.
Some concerned thoughts. No, mostly good and positive thoughts. Happy thoughts.
Exactly.
God, where to begin? We've had lots. We were saying, like, the 60th anniversary specials, we were scrambling around looking for crumbs of information.
Mm.
And every so often there'd be a little kind of nugget of information about actual plot or a character or a casting or something we'd get, and we'd go bananas and we'd make a whole post on Instagram about it. And now it's just coming so thick and fast that we've sort of given up doing that.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do it ourselves because they're handing us, you know, full 2-minute trailers.
I know.
And we're only a month and a bit out from the new series starting.
Well, I think about it and I feel like Doctor Who trailers, like next time trailers, not coming episode trailers, they all have a very certain like feel to them, like a Doctor Who next time trailer. Mm. Whereas this trailer for Doctor Who season one 2024 felt so cinematic. It really felt like either a theatrical trailer or like a trailer for a Marvel show. Like it really truly felt like big.
Yeah, it's funny because I think we've had now the 60th anniversary specials to transition us into this style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like gradually ramping up, I think. I think there was a ramping up for the 60th. And then there was a ramping up again for Christmas, which I think was subtle, but I think the Church on Ruby Road again looked even more spectacular and cinematic than the specials did.
Yeah.
And now we've got this 2-minute trailer, and I feel like we're being spoiled a bit. I think Doctor Who fans are being a bit spoiled. And when I hear grumbling, it's a bit like, guys, it's never looked this good.
Literally.
So when we hear like a lot of nitpicking about little, like, I think it is looking pretty bloody lovely. You know, I just think if we could have put this 2-minute trailer in front of ourselves right at the end of The Power of the Doctor,
nearly two years ago,
what would we have said then? I think we would have been absolutely blown away by what we're getting in about a month's time.
Yeah, no, completely. I think a lot of people like to cling to the fact that, like, oh, Disney are involved and this is what Doctor Who was, da 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 da. But times change and so must I, to quote one of the actors. And I just think it's so exciting. Like, a lot of people have gripes with the air date. So before Disney and the BBC announced the new trailer, they released the information about when the episode's going to air. We're going to get a 2-episode premiere, which is actually very, very standard for Disney series. I think that they are leaning a bit more into Disney's way of releasing things as opposed to the BBC's way of releasing things, which is why a lot of people are like finding that a difficult transition. It does mean that we're going to have both episodes 1 and 2 premiering on the same day, which is exciting, at midnight. And then they, I believe, will be airing late that evening on the BBC. I'm not really sure where, because it's Eurovision night when the premiere episode's on. So, like, I remember when series 3 happened, they actually gave Doctor a week's hiatus to do Eurovision instead. So I'm not sure. They wouldn't sideline it to BBC 3, would they?
Well, there's a number of people who are boycotting Eurovision this year, so now they have a viable alternative. So if they do that, we can scoop up the boycott audience. Give them Doctor Who instead.
You could come to the Hoo La La viewing.
Don't worry, Valis. Come on over. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with that. It's definitely unusual. The like streaming first model for Doctor Who is strange. And I think people are justified in being anxious about that. Our instinctive reaction, so we were on holiday together in Barbados, which makes it sound like we're really, really wealthy to come on a Barbados trip. Your partner's from Barbados.
Yes.
And we were bobbing in the pool with our rum punch, probably our seventh rum punch
of the morning.
The air dates dropped, and I was like, "What is this?" And you were like, "What is this?" And then I tweeted, "Everyone say sorry to Chris Chibnall." And at the time, I thought that was really funny. And then the replies rolled in, and everyone was like, "I'll never apologize to that man. Why should I?" I was like, "Oh my god, maybe I've made a mistake." And but people really, really felt strongly like, you know, no, the scheduling's not great, but meh, 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 meh. Anyway, I've come to like reflect more on the scheduling, and I think it can work. It's the problem with it, I guess, is that like for the longest time, Doctor Who has been the tea time show. Like you'll have your dinner and then you watch Doctor Who. Like yeah. That's how it works. It's Saturday night primetime telly.
Yeah.
And shifting it in a way that it only airs live for that kind of primetime dinner slot for New York at 7 p.m. is interesting. Actually, I think it works out really well for Australia as well now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it works well for Australia. I think Australians are like 9 a.m. or something, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
But like, no, which is still good.
Really, really good.
No, but it's still good. It's better.
Certainly better than what it was.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think Australians were like, oh, like finally we can actually like
watch in real time
for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be great for an international audience. I think the weird thing is now, diehard Who fans who are really following the series and don't want it spoiled are going to have to watch it, you know, either when it drops at midnight or stay off Twitter, off the socials until they've watched it first thing on Saturday morning. So it kind of takes away the community element, I guess, of all watching it live and reacting to it together. Certainly the idea of us all watching it for the first time together at like a watch along gathering, that feels like that's kind of dead now.
Yeah,
because we'll all have seen it by the time we get together.
This is
we'll
my
be
thing.
Like, okay, second watch.
Literally, we've done a viewing party before for an episode lots of us watch, and we all kind of talk through it and chat it. That's fun. But there's definitely something special about like it starting and no one has seen it, no one knows what to expect, and everyone's silent. And I think we definitely will still do a viewing party of some description with our friends for the new episode. We were even flirting with an idea. We were like, should we do like an invitee like viewing party? That feels like a lot of work and I don't like responsibility. But yeah, it's definitely a different vibe for like, I think most people, if not all people, will have seen it already by that point. But I guess also that could be good as well, because it could just mean that you're sitting with your opinion. Like when you come right off the back of an episode, like we came off the back of The Giggle and we were like, Doctor Who's never been this good. This was a perfect episode. And then we like sat for a day and we were like, he really did just play catch, didn't he? Like, So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing for people to sit with their thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think it's a change I can learn to like as well. Like it's designed for modern audiences. It's designed for new viewers. It's not just designed around what people who already watch Doctor Who like. It's kind of like, what do modern audiences picking up new shows do?
Yeah.
And this is all part of the strategy behind Doctor Who season one. So it'll be interesting to see like how that plays out. I don't know. Like, I guess in the UK, you'll have the figures for, I think iPlayer, if you watch it on the TV, like counts as watching something live in terms of the viewing figures. I think it all gets bundled together. Disney, I'm not sure if they publish their...
Disney don't publish their viewing figures, no.
So we won't really know how it does internationally. They might say like it was their most streamed of the week or something if it did
maybe
super well. But
it's going to make it weird for Hoolala.
Super weird. Did you know as well, I mean, we'll move on to the trailer. The trailer has actually got, I was surprised by this, more views
as the Eras Tour
than the Eras Tour trailer. It had like, it was on 3.8 million versus the Eras Tour's
3.7.
3.6? And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, we're back, baby. But also, so funny, like, as part of, I guess, this marketing arrangement, Disney Plus gets the advantage on, I think, not only cutting the trailer, because I'm pretty sure Disney made the trailer, not the BBC. And they seem to have had, I mean, they posted it a solid hour before the BBC channels did. And I don't know if it was just meant to be synced up and it didn't happen, or if that's part of the arrangement, is that Disney gets to go first now, and they're like, we're going to post it, thanks. Which, again, isn't necessarily a bad thing, because the Disney channels have a huge reach on socials,
yeah,
which is really cool, but quite funny. And also the sort of Disney version of this trailer has a massive Disney Plus logo slapped on top of,
oh my god,
the TARDIS as it kind of crash lands.
Well, because we were abroad recently, I was like, you know what, I've got to do it. And I was lying in bed one night and I watched Wild Blue Yonder, just because I was like, I want to see what it's like viewing it on Disney Plus and not on the BBC. And it is really weird. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, the episode opens where it says a Disney, like a Disney Plus original. And I was oh, are you really? And then Wobbly Yonder plays, and I was like, oh, okay. It's so interesting.
Oh, I didn't even think to do that. Yeah, it's really interesting. Mm. The BBC version of the trailer, it closes with like the Doctor Who logo, and then it sits on a freeze frame, and you can still hear the Disney Plus clap in the background because the BBC obviously hasn't been able to fully cut it. And Disney obviously sent them a version with that logo still in it, and they were like, we're not putting that in it. Yeah. So it freeze frames and you can still hear the clapperboard sound, which
That's really funny.
They didn't edit that very discreetly. No. I just find like that marketing aspect, like the relationship between the BBC and Disney, so interesting. And the way on the posters as well, it's like BBC presents like Disney Doctor Who is a really funny thing.
I wonder how long it will last, like if it's an indefinite partnership or if it's going to last for a few seasons, then Disney will be like, oh, we're not interested anymore. Like, I don't know.
I'd hope that they'd at least like got like a 3-series deal under their belt and not just be like, we're gonna fund this one series and then good luck to you trying to fund the rest. I'd imagine that Disney is thrilled to get their hands on this franchise. I'd imagine they are absolutely over the moon to have Doctor Who like under their belt and be able to call it like a Disney Plus original.
Oh, for sure. And while I was watching Wobbly Yonder, you were watching the trailer. And was I?
I was. Okay, should we dive in with a few kind of quick thoughts?
Let's dive in with some thoughts about the trailer.
Let's dive in. I'm always thrilled to see the new unit HQ / Avengers Tower. I just think it looks awesome. Every shot we've ever seen of it, I love it. And I know it's very Avengers Tower, but I think it looks
I forget we're watching so Doctor good. Who when I see it. I'm like, what? Is this? Is this Avenger? And I'm like, oh no, that's UNIT. Like, long way from that, yes. Like manor house in the 70s.
Yeah, oh my god, totally. And it's so blockbuster. I don't care if it's realistic. I don't care who's funding it. I just think it's so funny. I love it. And also, when the TARDIS crash lands in via the helipad, love that shot so much. But also, I love seeing people at UNIT, like, working at their desks. That is exactly how I had imagined a UNIT spin-off in my head, was, like, people turning up to their day job at UNIT HQ, dealing with the absurd. I love that world so much.
Yeah. The more we get into the Hooniverse, the less I believe we are getting a UNIT show, because clearly there's a lot of money being put into UNIT. But we're now seeing that that is because UNIT are heavily featured in Doctor Who now. And I'm like, oh God, what if after all this we're really not getting one? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm very doubtful that we're getting one. I think UNIT is just a huge recurring staple of the current era.
And I'm so glad. So I really didn't like them being out of it for Jodie's era.
No, that or they're setting something up that we're going to get later on, and we get like a full series of UNIT and then a spin-off when we're more familiar with the characters, because we do get some good characters at UNIT. We obviously have Kate Lethbridge-Stewart. I really struggle to say it, Lethbridge. Kate Lethbridge-Stewart is back. We also have Lenny Rush's character Morris is also one of the desks in the trailer. Yaz Fini's character Rose is there as well. I think she seems to work for UNIT, which is great. So I don't know if Donna ever pops in.
I was going to say, what's the excuse going to be that Rose now works at UNIT, but Donna doesn't? Like, it's every time we're going to go to UNIT. This is a bit of my worry. It's every time they're going to go to UNIT, they'll be like, oh, Donna's on holiday again. Like, but here's her daughter. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. But no, I love, like you were saying, I love seeing UNIT as well.
Yeah. I love that we get Cherry Sunday back. And we get
their poor ceiling. Their poor
ceiling. Their
ceiling
doesn't get a break. I hope that's a running gag, because I think that's really funny. And that was like one of our really big wishes for RTD2, was that we would get like the family link back. We get the family back.
Yes, no, I agree. I'm so excited to see more of the family. It's a big aspect of Russell's writing that I missed in other showrunners, and I'm really, really glad to have it back. Another thing that people did miss, and now I think definitely have oversaturation of, is they had to put David Tennant in the trailer.
They had to. They couldn't resist it. I did it again, a joke tweet on Hoo La La, which clearly I should stop doing, which was like a joke saying like, oh, a BBC spokesperson confirms like David Tennant is returning as a holographic head for a lot of the next series. And I was like, they'll know this is a joke. And then we had like 5 or 6 quote retweets like, just let him go. Oh, FFS. Why would the BBC let this man rest? And it was like, no, not really, guys. Not really.
That was so dumb.
But funny that that was plausible to them.
Yeah.
We get lots of looks for Shooty. That was super exciting. I mean, that's not a surprise to us, but lovely to see.
Lots of looks for Shooty. Speaking of lots of looks, one of my favourite bits in the trailer is when it's clearly going to be at the beginning of the next episode, well, the first episode, when they go to like the land before time and there's all the dinosaurs and stuff. And we see a new interesting look for Ruby Sunday when she accidentally does what people keep talking about all the time. Martha was talking about like stepping on a butterfly and it never happened. And she does it and turns around. We get a whole very new look for Ruby.
Yeah.
Where she's suddenly a creature that looks like a butterfly.
Exciting on two levels. One, we've got humor.
Yeah.
Love that we're going for humor, going for a silly old gag. And I also love that fixed points in time, we maybe are taking a bit of a different angle. Until now in Doctor Who, we have this very rigid system of like certain events just kind of have to happen. And no matter how much kind of nonsense the Doctor does in the past or the future or the present or whatever, things like... largely history is untouched. Like usually the Doctor's kind of adventures put things back to normal rather than really like having huge consequences episode to episode to episode for the future. And this implies that they're going back to more of kind of a traditional time travel model of kind of be careful what you wish for, be careful what you do, be careful what you change. Which is cool.
Yeah, we're in multiple points in the trailer because we get a lot of features of episode 2, the Beatles and Jinx Monsoon episode, and we get this shot of London, which I'm assuming they're in the adventure in the 60s, then they go to present day and whatever has happened in the 60s is affected the present day and London's destroyed. I saw someone tweet, which was really funny, that the one thing that links this episode to another episode of the Hooniverse, The Temptation of Sarah Jane, where the trickster destroys Earth and it's London, but it's just really grey and a bit destroyed. And I thought that was quite funny. But yeah, that looks like a really exciting episode that will also play with the consequences of meddling with time. Also just some bloody gorgeous shots of like Jinx Monsoon using like music power to like tie up Ruby and stuff. I'm so excited. It looks like we'll be getting a musical number, which is really exciting.
Yes, it looks very musical. The Beatles episode... the musical episode, I assume this is all the same one. I think it's called The Devil's Chord or something.
I think so.
Is looking really cool. Really fun design for that as well. Mm-hmm. The dancing scenes in that one look like something we've just never seen before in Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. It just feels like it's such a boundary-breaking show now where it's just like, do I mean boundary-breaking? I meant genre-breaking.
Yeah.
As in it's sci-fi and it's fantasy and why not? Let's have a musical episode. It is. And those shots just look colourful, joyful. They look like a music video. I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Like it always surprises you like what new directions Doctor Who can successfully go. And it always kind of works because Doctor Who is like the true everything show.
Yeah. Like,
anything kind of goes.
So, I know. I wondered, I love that. There's a shot in the trailer that really confuses me because it feels so nondescript and I wonder why they put it in there. It's kind of towards the end of the trailer. There looks like there's like a pair of chopsticks and a puddle or something. Did you clock that one?
Oh yeah.
What is that?
I think it's a tuning fork. So if you like ding tuning fork,
oh, it could it be vibrates. For the Jinx Monsoon episode then.
So I think my theory would be that when they come to London, it's a bit like, this is what the world looks like without music. And that's what Jinx's thing is.
Yeah.
Is to like, you know, get rid of the Beatles. What happens without some important songs they made, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, then they get rid of Kim Petras and it's like, oh my god, no, like, suddenly what if we didn't have slut pop?
I was gonna say, suddenly no one's a throat goat anymore.
No, and then what?
Then what?
So
did you clock there's a shot of the Doctor and Ruby looking at each other and then the next beat it's the shot of the Doctor alone in front of the Ruby Road church. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, something's happening to Ruby.
And there's a lot of shots of Ruby without the Doctor as well.
I think
we're definitely gonna have the two separated at some stage, which will be really interesting. And we get that great bit of dialogue from Ruby like, finally, it's taken me all this time, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm getting the accent wrong. So I'm gonna save the world. And I love that and how it's paired with changes.
That's a gag that they got David Bowie in it. That's a gag.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got money, honey. I always think it's Shrek. That's what I'll always... I was like, this sounds really interesting. Like, they obviously got someone to cover it. And then I was like, no, they didn't. It's just not the version from Shrek.
Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, I love that to get any music approved in any trailer or any show or any advert, it requires like either the artist or like someone from the estate to approve it. I always think it's so funny. Anytime you hear like a song used in an ad, everyone who wrote and produced that song has to basically give them the thumbs up. But anyway, there's some other really good shots in there. There's the kind of aging TARDIS covered in moss, and who knows what that could mean, what that could be. There's a shot of the Doctor kind of screaming above the Earth, and when we see the Earth, the whole of like the UK is missing, like it's not.
Oh, I didn't anymore. Clock that.
Yeah, it's just ocean above Europe.
Oh, gag.
It's like what people thought would happen when we did Brexit. We would just
float away.
Just that was the dream. They were like, we'll go to our own planet. We'll go somewhere else.
Exactly. Gag.
It was great. Like the pace of it was fun. Oh My Bridgerton was a really fun line. It just looked like just joyful and cinematic. And it just, you know, when we said before, like when we had like the 60th anniversary trailers, we were like, we've seen just a tiny fraction of what we're going to be seeing in the 60th. We really have seen a tiny fraction of what we're going to be seeing in the new series, because we have, 8 hours, basically kind of 4 feature films worth of Doctor Who coming out.
Yeah.
So
honestly, just bananas. I'm so excited. It's such a well-cut trailer. It makes me so, so pumped for shooty season. I think it comes really nicely off the back of Ruby Road. And there's obviously a few clips of Ruby Road within the trailer to show like this is like the story has already started. Yes, this is like episode 1, but the story has already begun. I'm blooming excited. I'm ready for it.
I'm bloody excited. I can't wait. And I think this is called as well, like Trailer 1. Like there's somewhere on Disney Plus, I think it was referred to as Trailer 1. So I'm hoping, as we do with lots of like streaming shows, we get also then Trailer 2, and then maybe like Trailer 3 or final
TV
trailer,
spots or something.
And we get more. Yes. And I'm just ready for some more punchy trailer edits
exactly.
of the new series.
Well, dear listener, we want to hear what you think as well. Please reach out to us on all of our social media. That's at HoolaPod on Twitter, X, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. And let us know, what did you think of the new trailer?
Yes, please let us know. And if you are working over at Disney, we would love if you could fix the HDR conversion on the trailer and we can see it in the right colours. That would be super cool.
Well, thank you so much for listening to some little bonus episode of Hoolala. We will be back to regular scheduling this Thursday, where we're discussing the Torchwood episode, Cyberwoman.
Cyberwoman. It is a really silly episode. If you're looking for something just to kind of keep you entertained while you're eating your dinner, would well recommend you put that on and then listen along with us on Thursday, when we're going to be visiting that episode. We have some thoughts.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening to this, and we will see you on Thursday.
See you then.
Bye.